as
God
intended.
Let's go.
Welcome, healers, to Looking for Healing Radio, where pharmaceuticals are not medicine, but love always is. I'm your host, Dr. Brian Artis, and thank you so much for listening. Remember to tell all your freedom friends they can join us live on the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network and via recorded podcast at americaoutloud.com, on the iHeartRadio, Spotify, and Pandora networks as well. Just download the America Out Loud phone app for Apple, Android, or even Alexa. Whatever you need to listen at your leisure. Looking for Healing Radio is sponsored by globalhealing.com, simply the finest, most potent, most effective natural medicines in the world today. Feel the difference integrity and love for medicine making can make for you. Go to globalhealing.com and enter promo code OUTLOUD to discover the medicine God intended for us all. Get incredible deals and find Global Healing and all of the wonderful AOL sponsors at americaoutloud.shop. Healers, we have a great show for you today. This is what we're going to be discussing. It has been announced. There has been a publication that just came out on June 28, 2023 in MedPage Today. They've actually announced that diabetes is projected to affect 1.3 billion people by the year 2050. And they discuss what are some of the leading causes of this and what we need to know. All right. So if diabetes wasn't a big enough problem before 2023 and before 2050, it certainly is going to be by the year 2050. So in this entire Looking for Healing radio show, I'm going to be focusing on one thing and one thing only. And you might want to take notes. You might want to share this far and wide. I already know there are 35 to 40 million Americans who struggle with diabetes. That number is going to continue to go up, and there are 70 million currently diagnosed pre-diabetics in America. Nothing in the way of COVID-19 prevention that we saw over the last 3.5 years with COVID. No one had worse outcomes than diabetics. They've continued to lie to the world and say that it was smokers, but it was not smokers. They actually had the least affected outcomes for COVID and hospitalizations and death. Diabetics were always the worst outcomes. All right, so I'm going to review some of the information from this article in MedPage, and then I'm actually going to be taking you through in these three segments today in this 53-minute radio show. I'm going to be taking you through all the highlights, statistics about diabetes that you need to know, why it is you should be concerned about loved ones that you know or yourself if you are pre-diabetic or have loved ones that are either diagnosed diabetics type 1 or type 2, or if you yourself has diabetes, you might want to pay attention to this show. As we continue to move forward away from the era of this most recent pandemic declared on the world, nothing could be more important, in my opinion, than taking the notes on a show like this, doing your own research, and then applying the information I'm about to share with all of you about how it is you can reverse your outcome of disease right now, either pre-diabetic or diabetic, no matter which type 1 or type 2. What are some of the food recommendations, dietary recommendations, and supplement recommendations we're going to give you here on this show today? This is going to be all about looking for healing for diabetes. This has been something I've talked about for a long time, for over 20 years with patients. Type 1 and type 2 diabetes are reversible. Type 2 is even easier and faster than type 1, but we're going to discuss what those differences are here in just a little bit here on Looking for Healing Radio. Before we get into this diabetes discussion also, I would like all of you to be made aware that we are super pumped. I have actually asked three other all-natural healers to join me for a conference that will be live and in person and digital, streamed online. It is Healing for the Ages. The date is September 8th and 9th, 2023. You can go to healingfortheages.com right now. We just got this website live where people can pre-register to put in their name, their email information, so that when we release our registration date, which is expected now to start on July 17th. You can go ahead and pre-register. We're expecting a huge demand already. We are going to be including special guests, but the four primary speakers who will be presenting over 2 days live in Dallas at the healingfortheages.com conference. AGES is an acronym for ARTIS. That's me, Dr. Brian ARTIS. Dr. Ed Group is the G for in AGES. E is Dr. Henry Ely. And then Dr. Jana Schmidt is the S. On Looking for Healing Radio, every Monday through Friday, 11 Eastern time in the morning and 8 a.m. Eastern time, Pacific time, you can hear from me, Dr. Brian ARTIS, Dr. Henry Ely, Dr. Jana Schmidt, Nicola Burnett, and all of us again on Fridays on Looking for Healing Radio. Please stay tuned. We are doing everything we can to bring as much information, education, and excitement to you about how to handle and improve your health outcomes for the rest of your life, only at Looking for Healing Radio. We're very excited about that. So those individuals are going to be there. We actually have Dr. Jana Schmidt, Dr. Henry Ely, Dr. Ed Group, and myself will be attending there. It'll be a foundational conference educating you how God designed the human body, not so much for the medical minds or educated. This is for lay people. We're going to try to make sure we can articulate and give information, handouts included, for all those virtual and in attendance. You'll be getting our entire presentations, all of the notes, all of our graphics, our protocols we're going to be putting together for you, so we can set the stage for our future events and content in which we will be presenting how to stay healthy at home without drugs. All right, so let's look at this projection now of 1.3 billion people by the year 2050 will be diabetics. A couple key notes here. Every time you read in the media anything where they state something by the year 2030 or 2050, these are both big time years that have been published since at least I'm aware of in the 1960s, probably even before that. But in the 1960s, it started being published that there needed to be things accomplished by the year 2030 and by the year 2050. By the year 2050, the Committee of 300, which I've done multiple shows on at the drartistshow.com, there's a great book by Dr. John Coleman that discusses, it's called The Story of the Committee of 300. And if I were you, I'd recommend it to all audiences worldwide. If you want to really understand what's going on during this pandemic, read Dr. John Coleman's book. It is called Conspirators Hierarchy, The Story of the Committee of 300. It was written in 1995. Dr. John Coleman, his bio is he was in MI6, which is like the CIA in the UK. And he had access to governmental plots, agendas. And so he expressed his concerns in this book of the group called the Committee of 300 that is basically running the whole world you live in. And in that book, he states over and over and over that the Committee of 300 has stated that by the year 2050, which is also the year of this diabetes article, that by the year 2050, the Earth needs to be reduced to 1 billion in population. So this has been a long-standing agenda. So when I read this article, diabetes projected to affect 1.3 billion people by the year 2050, this starts to set the stage for all of us, including myself and now this audience here. You all should be very, very alarmed. The worst outcomes for COVID-19's pandemic was diabetics. This has been nothing, in my opinion, than a massive experiment to see how does synthetically manufactured venom proteins that they call SARS-CoV-2 virus and the spike protein on COVID, when they release that into the whole world, which I believe is by water, also, it can be done by air, so we can inhale it. But I believe that they have determined and have seen now after this 3.5 year experiment called COVID-19 that diabetics were the worst outcome and were the most hospitalized and died from their venom-based spike protein and treatments and hospital protocols and their vaccines. So this now being published just a month or two after Joe Biden dismisses the national emergency for COVID as if that pandemic experiment is over, they are already looking at what the future looks like by the year 2050 and are publishing it, and 2030, which is another big year for the World Economic Forum and the Committee of 300 and the Club of Rome. All right, so diabetes is going to be essential if we want to actually preserve as many lives as possible. I'm convinced they have learned the power of venoms, venom proteins, and they know that they can get these into people orally through their skin and through injections, as long as they'll sign up and volunteer themselves for a vaccine agenda. As a result of these venoms, they can create type 1 and type 2 diabetes using these venoms. They target cells in your pancreas called beta cells. So they, in my opinion, are just experimenting to see who are the groups that had the worst outcomes to help them with their overall depopulation agenda for 2050 as a part of this big COVID-19 pandemic, as a part of an experiment. So let's make sure all of you are warned and know about what it is you should be concerned about to prevent developing diabetes so that you aren't a future target for these evil, satanic, Luciferian, whatever you want to call them, evil humans on the planet that are orchestrating this stuff on us. All right, so I'm going to read this to you, a few of these things in this first segment to set the stage for what you're going to learn in the second and third segments of how to, what you need to know about diabetes and why you should be concerned about it. A fun story about me and the president of Vanderbilt's medical school on an airplane for 3 or 4 hours. This is about 15 years ago, but I would love to share that story with all of you. And then what it is you need to know to at best combat, beat, and reverse type 1 and type 2 diabetes, which will be very exciting. All right, so the total number of people living with diabetes worldwide, I quote from MedPage Today, is expected to more than double over the next 30 years. Reported researchers of the Global Burden of Diseases, Injuries, and Risk Factors Study, 2021. Based on data from 204 countries and territories, approximately 529 million were estimated to be living with diabetes across the world in 2021, a number projected to grow to over 1.31 billion by 2050, according to Kenyon Leanne Ong, PhD of the University of Washington in Seattle. Now, I want to just talk about this a little bit. They know that they expect this to grow over 1.31 billion by 2050. And I'm just going to state it here before I even go any further. Your beta cells of your pancreas are lined. Beta cells make insulin. Producing insulin is how you manage diabetes and blood sugar. So if you can destroy beta cells, how they produce insulin, you can create as many diabetics as you want. What we know about the venom spike proteins of COVID, including bungarotoxin and cobratoxin, those two spike proteins from snakes actually target alpha-7 nicotine receptors that are on the outside of every beta cell in your pancreas. This is why I am confident they can project during this pandemic in the year 2021, they've been able to project, we're going to see massive outcomes of diabetes being diagnosed between now, 2021, and 2050. Why? They've just circulated venom spike proteins and injected them into 5 billion people. Of course, they're going to see this as a massive increase in a marketplace of diabetes. All right, I digress, but I want to continue here. Type 2 diabetes comprised 96% of the total diabetes diagnosed in 2021. So 96% of all diabetics worldwide is type 2. It also accounted for 95% of the diabetes disability adjusted life years, the sum of years of life lost due to premature death plus the years lived with disability. Quote, diabetes was already a substantial concern in 2021 and is set to become an even greater public health issue over the coming three decades with no effective mitigation strategy currently in place. We need to urgently identify solutions that will limit population increases in risk factors for diabetes. Otherwise, the advance of the disease is likely to continue unabated, end quote, by Ong and colleagues. Then investigators continue to quote, at the same time, we must enhance and expand access to better diabetes care to limit the complications associated with the disease. Yeah, good luck with that. About half of the type 2 diabetes may be attributed to obesity, they reported, as the estimated contribution of high body mass index to type 1 diabetics worldwide rose by 24.3% from 1990 to 2021. The investigators cited structural inequalities, such as access to healthy food options for some of these people, as well as shifts towards an industrialized diet among low to middle income populations as a part of the cause for the higher BMI. All right. So we have about 2 minutes left in this segment. So what I'm going to do is do a review here real quick on what you need to know about diabetes in case you are not educated and are ready to learn more. Because, of course, we're all about educating here at Looking for Healing Radio. All right, so to determine diabetes, it's typically done through blood testing, fasting overnight for at least 10 hours, not eating anything. And the concentration, if there's a fasting blood glucose or blood sugar concentration greater than or equal to 126 milligrams on at least two separate occasions, they can diagnose you with diabetes. Following ingestion of 75 grams of glucose or sugar, blood glucose concentrations greater than or equal to 200 milligrams 2 hours after ingestion and at least one other sample during the 4-hour test. Also, a random blood glucose level of 200 or more is indicative of diabetes. And classic symptoms include, for those who are diabetics, it includes increased urination, thirst, and hunger. Fatigue, blurred vision, poor wound healing, periodontal disease, mouth diseases, and frequent infections, often presenting symptoms with type 2 diabetes as well. All right, so on the flip side of this, we're going to get into, first off, what are the most prevalent side effects and horrific side effects of diabetes? And I will start it with the story of me with Vanderbilt's medical school president sitting right next to me on an airplane from Nashville to Seattle about 15 years ago. To me, I found it humorous, and you will see why. All right. I just want to wrap up this segment by saying, remember, you can listen to all of us. Dr. Brian Artis, Nicola Burnett, Dr. Henry Ely, Dr. Janice Schmidt every Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern. 8 a.m. Pacific. Go to our show page on AmericaOutloud.com to submit a health question. We can all answer for you on Fridays. On Looking for Healing Radio, we're always here for you. Stay tuned, and after the break, we'll be right back with more Looking for Healing Radio just for you right after these messages.
World-class care from doctors you can trust, all from the comfort of your home. That is One Wellness. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company launched the One Wellness membership to provide free monthly supplements and unlimited telemedicine access with doctors that share your values. Be a part of a revolutionary new healthcare system that puts your health and well-being above the interests of Big Pharma's bottom line. It's the way healthcare should be. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first month of One Wellness.
If you're like me, you'd like life to return to some kind of normal. You're burned out on all the fear-mongering, but deep down you try and minimize viral exposure and your risk of getting sick. You've heard it talked about time and again by respected medical professionals. Use a povidone iodine nasal solution. I don't need to tell you just how powerful a nasal cleansing formula with xylitol, povidone iodine, and vitamin D3 for immune support could be. In fact, my attorney told me not to tell you. Google it and find out for yourself. Now, get yourself a bottle of American-made Cofix RX nasal solution. Let's get out and live again. CofixRx.com. That's CofixRx.com. Use coupon code OUTLOUD and get 20% off.
You already know Genesis plus HOCL is your best defense against viruses. But did you also know it's the most powerful weapon for eliminating airborne mold, too? Customers are raving about the Genesis Fogger's ability to tackle mold problems and the bad smells that go with them. And we all know mold is a hazard to your health. There's no airborne invader that Genesis can't handle. Visit genesisfogger.com/outloud to receive a 15% discount on the Genesis Fogger with promo code OUTLOUD. With Genesis, you're ready for anything.
All right, healers, welcome back. Looking for Healing Radio is also sponsored by the Energetic Health Institute, an amazing school for amazing students just like you. The best way to be free is to be healthy. Learn how at www.energetichealthinstitute.org. Holistic nutrition, fasting, detoxification, art of cellular healing, and so much more. Join the EHI family and let's make tomorrow amazing. Go to www.energetichealthinstitute.org. All right, so the rest of this radio show is going to be just with me, the host, Dr. Brian Artis. We're talking about diabetes and the fact in the first segment, I was making the world aware and all of you listening aware that they just announced in 2021, but are now publishing in the medical literature that 1.3 billion diabetics will live on this planet by the year 2050, which is a double of what is current. It's actually over double of how many diabetics there are on this earth right now. And so we're going to actually summarize for you what the solutions for healing from diabetes are so you don't end up one of their experimental rats as they try to pump you full of drugs they create and amputate on you. We're going to discuss all the horrible side effects of having diabetes type 1 or type 2 over time and why it is that the medical profession still hasn't figured out how to cure a damn thing. Isn't that weird? They haven't figured out how to cure anything. It's so weird. Go to the American Diabetes Association website and look up information. Just look at about diabetes page and it will tell you, we do not know what causes diabetes. Isn't that interesting? Would you ever take your car to a mechanic that doesn't know anything about cars? Why do we take our patients and loved ones and ourselves when we have medical problems to medical doctors when every single condition in medicine says we do not know how to cure it? We also don't know what causes it. And how devastating should this be? A title like this, diabetes projected to affect 1.3 billion people by the year 2050. Seriously? Do you not think the American Diabetics Association should just fold already? They've been around for decades. Shouldn't that be an embarrassment to them that they haven't made any progress whatsoever in curing diabetes? All right. So to me, it's just pathetic, ridiculous, and what a racket. All right. That's how I really feel. Now it's time to go over a story. A story time with Dr. Artis. It's time to share with you a story that happened to me that was just eye-opening and for me, incredible. And I was so excited. If you haven't watched me over the last 4 years now with the pandemic, I have had no shortage of confidence in being able to articulate in front of medical doctors, to medical doctors, educating medical professionals on what they need to know in relationship to hospital protocols, supplements, you name it, natural remedies, you name it. And we're going to do the same thing here. So I was on a plane from Nashville to Seattle. I was visiting one of my favorite doctors on the planet. I might as well give her a shout out. It's Dr. Jeanette Birnbach, B-I-R-N-B-A-C-H. She's in Redding, just outside of Seattle. Actually, it's Redmond, I think. Anyway, she's in Seattle, Washington, and she's an incredible human being. And I was traveling there to actually learn from her, be tested by her and evaluated by her, and get some training for my practice at the time, which was in Maryville, Tennessee, just south of Knoxville. This is like 15 years ago, like I mentioned. So on this plane, a man gets on the plane, takes off his big coat, and he says, "Hi, I'm Dr. So-and-so." And I said, "Hi, I'm Dr. Artis." And he lit up so excited. And he goes, "Oh," as he took off his trench coat to fold it up, put it in the overhead bin. He says, "You're a doctor?" I said, "I am a doctor." And he goes, "That's so great. We're going to have a great conversation hanging out between here and Seattle." And it was like a 3-hour flight, if I remember right. It was a pretty long flight. But he was so excited and thrilled to be sitting next to what he thought was an educated health practitioner, doctor. So he sits down. Very first question to me when he gets settled is, "Dr. Artis, what kind of doctor are you?" And I said, "I'm a chiropractor." And he goes, "Oh." And he looked away from me like he didn't want to talk to me anymore. It was very interesting. And I leaned into him because he's sitting right next to me. I leaned into him and I said, "What kind of doctor are you?" Now that I know he doesn't want to talk to me anymore. And he says, "I'm an endocrinologist." And I said, "Okay, great. Endocrinologist, for you all at home listening, an endocrinologist is a hormone specialist." So I looked at him and I said, "Well, what do you focus on as an endocrinologist?" Typically, they will specialize in a disease. Like if you're an endocrinologist, sometimes they'll focus on just thyroid conditions like Hashimoto's, Graves' disease, hypothyroidism, hyperthyroidism. Some people just choose to do that as an endocrinologist. Some people like to specialize in fertility, hormones that keep women pregnant, or maintaining pregnancies. This guy's response was, I specialize in diabetes. And then he looks at me and he says, I'm actually also, for the last 7 years, I have been the president of Vanderbilt's medical school. And I looked at him and I said, that's great, president. Congratulations on that. You must be very successful in your practice and in your career. And he said, thank you. I am. So he sits there real awkwardly because now he thinks I'm a chiropractor and I can't talk to him and we have nothing in common. And as I just sat there reading my book, he finally looks over to me after we're in the air and he says, hey, Dr. Artis, I have a question for you. Do you use any nutrition in your practice? And I said, oh, that represents 90% of all my practice is doing dietary recommendations, nutritional supplements, and detox protocols. And he looks at me and he says, you don't use protomorphogens, do you? And I said, you know about protomorphogens? Now, people listening to this radio show, you don't need to know what that is right now. Just follow along. The president of Vanderbilt's medical school looks at me and says, hey, Dr. Artis, you don't use protomorphogens in your practice, do you? And I said, oh, actually I do. That makes up 90% of everything I do in my practice. And his exact words to me was this. He looks at me and he goes, oh, Dr. Artis, I thought you were brighter than that. And I looked at him and I said, what, all of a sudden you don't think I'm bright? What do you know about protomorphogens that I don't? And this guy says to me, I have been studying protomorphogens for over 10 years. And never once has there been any evidence to show that protomorphogens can actually improve autoimmune diseases like diabetes. And I looked at him and I said, oh, you've done research in protomorphogens for over 10 years? And he said, yes. And I said, that's great. I said, I've been studying it for 10 years too. I said, so obviously you have been looking at the research conducted by Dr. Royal Lee. And he looks at me and he shakes his head and he goes, no, I'm not familiar with that name. And I said, oh, no, you said you've been researching protomorphogens for over 10 years. You must know who Dr. Royal Lee is. And he says, no, I've never heard of him. And I said, well, then what have you been researching? I mean, I looked at him and I said, looked at him right in his face. And I said, doc, the president of Vanderbilt's medical school. I said, doc, they call Dr. Royal Lee the father of protomorphology because he invented it. I said, and if you don't know who he is, what research are you looking at? Because in the 1920s and 30s and 40s, he was traveling around the country educating medical doctors at med schools like UCLA, Vanderbilt, Johns Hopkins, you name it, Mayo Clinic. He was educating all of them on how to reverse autoimmune diseases, even Alzheimer's, all kinds of issues using protomorphogens. I said, there's no way you've been studying this work for 10 years and you don't know who the father of protomorphology is. And he goes, no, I've never heard his name. I said, well, you need to start looking at his stuff. His library is still can be visited in Palmyra, Wisconsin at Standard Process, his company's home offices and farm. And I'm looking at him. And then I leaned in a little bit further and I said, hey, president of Vanderbilt's medical school, who's an endocrinologist. I said, how many patients do you have in your career, and do you still practice? And he goes, yes, I'm still in practice. I'm not seeing patients every day, but I do 3 or 4 times a week. And I said, how many total diabetes patients have you treated over your career? And he said, about 20,000 in his 27-year career at this point. And I looked at the president of the medical school at Vanderbilt, who's now telling me he's also an endocrinologist specializing in diabetes. I asked him, hey, doc, how many patients in the last 27 years who have come to your office who were diabetic when they showed up are no longer diabetics since they've been under your care the last 27 years? What's the percentage of those you've helped reverse their diabetes? And this is not a joke, looking for healing radio audiences. The president of Vanderbilt's medical school looked at me and said, I don't understand your question. You can't cure diabetes. And I looked at him and I said, oh, come on, Prez. I know you're brighter than that. You know exactly what I mean. How many people have come to your office or clinic as diabetics, and now because of your oversight and your treatment and your coaching, how many of them are no longer diabetics after 27 years of practice? And he said, none. You don't cure diabetes, Dr. Artis. And I looked at him and I said, oh, no, I need to correct you. No, you don't cure diabetes. I cure diabetes, but you don't cure diabetes. And do you want to know what the difference is? We're doing this every day in my practice. I said, we can take individuals in 6 months to 12 months and reverse type 2 diabetes all day in 6 months to a year easily. I said, do you want to know what the difference is? Why it is you haven't cured anybody and why it is we are helping to cure people and heal people is because you're not using protomorphogens. And then I looked at him and I said this, how is it possible that a medical doctor in a clinic on a campus at Vanderbilt, like himself, has been treating patients for 27 years, 20,000 patients. How in the world did you end up becoming the president of a medical school without curing or healing or improving the health of any single patient that's come in your office in 27 years? How can there be 20,000 patients? This is what I said. How can there be 20,000 patients you've treated who to this day, you know, and you look at them and you know they're all going to still lose their eyesight. They're going to go blind. They're going to lose their limbs. They're going to die of heart failure and kidney failure. How can you possibly sit there as a president of a medical school and feel accomplished when you haven't cured anybody of diabetes? I said, you need to start looking at protomorphogens because you're being lied to and you haven't even looked at the right research. I don't know what research you're looking at. All right. After that point, he never wanted to talk to me ever again. However, I did tell him I wanted him to send me 10 of his patients he never could balance their blood sugar or improve them. I said, I'm going to give you my card. I want you to send them to my practice. And every 3 months, I'm going to send them back to you for evaluation. And you watch their blood sugar. You watch their A1C improve and watch their diabetes reverse. Will you do that for me? He promised me he would. I gave him my card. Never once did he ever send a patient, ever. In fact, when the pandemic started, I called his office to ask him if he was ready to do a study with me to reverse diabetes. Do you know what his response was to me? Now, this is like 15 years ago. He remembered who I was. His response to me was, I wasn't on that plane with you. And I said, oh, yes, you were. And I know you're brighter than that. It's just kind of ridiculous how they view this stuff. All right, so I just want you to know, there's ways of curing diabetes. You can reverse diabetes. 96% of all diabetics in the world, including this 1.3 billion people, they're saying by the year 2050, you're going to be diabetics in this world. You can all reverse your diabetes, 96% of you. So there doesn't need to be any more than like 300,000 diabetics by the year 2050 if you just do what we say. All right. What are some of the things you need to worry about for all those who are either pre-diabetics, diabetics of type 1, type 2, doesn't even matter. All right, so here we go. Major complications of diabetes. You better know you're going to develop heart disease, cardiovascular disease, death, and stroke. You will develop hypertension, high blood pressure. 75% of all adults with diabetes have high blood pressure. And then they're going to treat you with ACE inhibitor drugs, which are actually made from snake venom. You might not want to do that. That actually worsens diabetes. Venom does. Retinopathy. Diabetes is the leading cause of blindness among adults. Imagine that. So now we're going to have, what, 1.3 billion blind people in the world? So ridiculous. Kidney disease. Diabetes is the leading reason for dialysis treatment. It's 43% of all cases. Neuropathy. 60 to 70% of all people with diabetes have mild to severe forms of nervous system damage called neuropathy. Amputations. More than 60% of lower limb amputations in the United States occur only among diabetics. So if you like your legs and you want to keep your legs, you might want to reverse your diabetes. 96% of you. Actually, it's 100% of you, but we have to teach you about the other 4%, which are type 1. Periodontal disease. A third of diabetes have severe gum disease. Pain. Many diabetics fall victims to chronic pain. Depression, a very common complaint of diabetics. It's difficult to treat also. Autoimmune disorders, we mentioned earlier, are also very common major side effects. All right, now I want to talk about pre-diabetes. This is very important for this last minute or so of this segment. Right now, there's 35 million Americans diagnosed with a type 1 or type 2 diagnosis of diabetes, but 75 million pre-diabetics. All right, so when they're looking for pre-diabetes, this is how they determine it. If they do fasting glucose levels of 100 to 125 instead of lower than 100 after fasting, if it's between 100 and 125 milligrams per deciliter, you will be diagnosed with pre-diabetic. It is the first step in insulin resistance and is estimated to affect right now 75 million Americans. Many people with pre-diabetes will go on to develop full-blown type 2 diabetes. It is usually reversible in most cases. Factors that are implicated in pre-diabetics includes insulin resistance, and the progression to type 2 includes these things. Pay attention. Most people are pre-diabetic right now. They were struggling with this. These are the major complicating factors leading to pre-diabetes. Eating a diet high in refined carbohydrates, particularly high fructose corn syrup, elevated saturated fat intake, overeating due to increased portion sizes of food, increase in inflammatory markers, lack of exercise, industrial pollution, abdominal weight gain, hormonal imbalances, inadequate sleep, and nutrient deficiencies. And we are going to get into those. We're going to get into what those nutrient deficiencies are. We're going to talk about some things you can do nutritionally, dietary-wise, to improve the outcomes to reverse pre-diabetes. You can reverse type 2 diabetes. Pre-diabetes is even easier to actually beat. All right. As a reminder for the last minute or so of this segment, everyone at home, please tell your loved ones far and wide to tune into the Looking for Healing Radio show. Monday through Friday at America Out Loud Radio Network at 11 a.m. Eastern Time in the morning and 8 a.m. Pacific Time. Also want everyone to remember, you can now pre-register for the conference I am holding and have actually created. It's going to be in Dallas, Texas, September 8th and 9th. It's called Healing for the Ages. We expect this to be a foundational conference building on an annual conference where we're going to get more into the nitty-gritty of how to actually keep you and your loved ones safe and healthy. Please stay tuned. We're going to be right back after these short messages. Healers, we're excited to teach you how to reverse diabetes in this next segment.
America Out Loud beats to the pulse of our nation. We know when you're angry, you're troubled, confused, glad, and thankful. Well, we know you because we are you. AmericaOutloud.com. Join us as we explore the most important issues of our time. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Trouble getting to sleep and staying asleep is infuriating. Your mind races, you toss and turn, and the harder you try, the harder it is to drift off. And today's fast-paced digital age makes it tougher. You're not alone. Poor sleep affects over 70% of us. The CDC even labeled insufficient sleep a public health epidemic. Advanced nutrition company, Healthy Cell, created REM Sleep to help you quickly fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep deep, and wake refreshed. Unlike other supplements that don't work, REM Sleep is not a pill. It's a gel you swallow with ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients, supporting all four stages of sleep using calming herbs, amino acids, and sleep hormone support. Over 1,000 reviews with an average star rating of over 4.4 proves it works. Take back your sleep. Go to HealthyCell.com and use limited time code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. Risk-free. Love it or your money back. Guaranteed. HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD. HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD.
Millions of Americans are needlessly suffering from the long-haul effects of the toxic spike protein. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company designed their spike support formula to counteract harmful spike protein from COVID-19 and vaccines so you can feel your best. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order.
All right, healers, welcome back. I'm Dr. Brian Artis, and we're going to continue our conversation this 18-minute segment We're going to actually be taking you through what it is you need to know about reversing and preventing type 1 and type 2 diabetes and not being one of the statistics they're trying to create over the next 30 years before the year 2050. All right, so let's get into some of the things we need to know about type 1 diabetes. And there will be, remember I said you might want to take notes throughout this because I'm going to be giving specific recommendations, published, proven antidotes to diabetes and what it is you need to do. I'll just throw it out there that for those of you who would like a reference, there's actually two books. One's by Dr. Fung, MD in Canada. It's called The Diabetes Code, How to Reverse Type 2 Diabetes, an incredible resource I've been telling audiences for, 2 years now to purchase and get a hold of. And then there's also a book called Newcastle Weight Loss Program by a professor, Roy Taylor, out of the UK. Now, he has written a book called Newcastle, which is a weight loss program. I want to read a summary for you for what he has published. Taylor's Newcastle weight loss program is a clinically proven method of reversing early type 2 diabetes, and his approach is currently being rolled out to people with the condition by the National Health System in the UK. It involves cutting your calorie intake to 700 to 800 calories a day. In the book, he explains how the people in his program manage to do this. It is typically by consuming only slimming meal shakes and non-starchy vegetables, plus one cup of tea or coffee each day with skimmed milk. Lost a life-changing amount of weight in just 8 weeks, and how can you do the same safely at home is what's in that book. This is all about how they have been able to reverse nine out of every 10 type 2 diabetics. Professor Roy Taylor's book and his weight loss program called Newcastle that has actually been able to reverse type 2 diabetes for 9 out of every 10 people they've applied it to. And this has been going on for decades. So this is monumental and everyone should know about it. And I just wanted to make sure you had that information. Okay. Now let's get into type 1 diabetes. Type 1 diabetes, they consider it to be a genetic problem. It isn't. They're actually creating these diseases, I'm convinced, with all kinds of poisons and toxins in our environment. Starting out with vaccines as babies, this is how they're getting the stuff into us to create these diseases. All right, there's very few things that we need to help you understand that you should be doing every day to help your loved ones reverse type 1 diabetes, or at least in the meantime, improve the outcome of their blood sugar. All right, so number one, type 1 diabetics have an obvious vitamin D deficiency. And I'm going to share with you results of a study done in Finland in 1997. They had 10,366 enrollees demonstrating that children who regularly took vitamin D, primarily from cod liver oil, had an 80% reduced risk of developing type 1 diabetes, while those with vitamin D deficiency had a 300% increase risk of developing the disease. So, you want to reduce the risk of type 1 diabetes, you might want to consider vitamin D. One study also found that the use of vitamin D from cod liver oil during pregnancy significantly reduced the frequency of type 1 diabetes in their children after birth. Also, vitamin D levels are much lower in the blood of people with newly diagnosed type 1 than in healthy controls. So please make sure you're supplementing vitamin D. If you'd like to know how much vitamin D, I'll tell you. Vitamin D should be a minimum of 10,000 IUs a day, up to possibly for type 1 diabetics, 60,000 IUs, but it should be at least a minimum of 10,000 for you. When it comes to type 1 diabetes, omega-3 fatty acids, there's a huge, strong correlation made between the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids and protecting against the development of type 1 diabetes. In human studies, given essential fatty acids like omega-3s, they see a much reduced risk for type 1 diabetes. Cod liver oil contains both EPA and DHA. These are two very vital essential fatty acids. These are also antioxidants, but help to reduce the risk of type 1 diabetes. All right, so here we go. Here's your treatment continuing. What else you need to consider? Niacinamide is a supplement. It actually is a form of vitamin B3 like niacin, but niacinamide has been shown to prevent some of the immune-mediated destruction of beta cells in your pancreas and may actually help to reverse the damage, niacinamide. Now, what's the dosage there? When you're looking at it, there was a study done on type 1 diabetics. 7 patients were given 3 grams of niacinamide per day, and 9 were given a placebo. After 6 months, 5 patients in the niacinamide group getting 3 grams a day and 2 in the placebo group were still not taking any insulin and had normal blood glucose and hemoglobin A1C. At 12 months, 3 patients in the niacinamide group, but none in the placebo group, were in clinical remission. That's the power of niacinamide, spelled N-I-A-C-I-N-A-M-I-D-E, which is incredible. Now let's look at another natural substance that helps to reverse type 1 diabetes. It's called epicatechin, E-P-I-C-A-T-E-C-H-I-N. This is most prevalently found, for convenience, inside of green tea extract. All right, so green tea extract contains epicatechin. This botanical medicine has a long history of use in India as a treatment for diabetes. All right, so it would be a better choice extracted from green tea, like I mentioned, so make sure it has that. And then there's some recommendations there that I will give you. Green tea, considerable easier to find commercially. Recommended dosage for green tea extract in children younger than age 6. Remember, type 1 diabetes is typically diagnosed in children. Recommended dosage for green tea extract in children younger than age 6 is 50 to 150 milligrams a day. For children 6 to 12 years old, it is 100 to 200 milligrams. For children over 12 and adults, it is 150 to 300 milligrams. The green tea extract that you're looking for when you're looking online for these supplements, the green tea extract should have a polyphenol content of at least 80% and be decaffeinated. This is just very important. This is proven products to reverse type 1 diabetes. Now, I mentioned my little story with the Vanderbilt's President's Medical School president that I told him the only reason why he wasn't reversing type 1 or type 2 diabetes is because he was not using protomorphogens. For all of you at home listening to this, or on the car or running, jogging, whatever you're doing, there is a product from Standard Process developed by Dr. Royal Lee to reverse diabetes back in the 20s and 30s. It is called Pancreatrophin PMG, PancreaTrophin PMG. I'm not sure if you can buy it online. They used to restrict the sale of these products online, but most chiropractors, naturopaths, acupuncturists, herbalists around the country actually carry them. If you have whole food, not necessarily whole food stores per se, but if there are health food stores in your area, they may have an account actually with Standard Process and carry those products. If for some reason you can't find it online, Pancreatrophin PMG, I would recommend everybody take 3 in the morning on an empty stomach, 3 in the evening on an empty stomach, always best on an empty stomach. Pancreatrophin PMG, the PMG stands for protomorphogens. If you want to learn more about protomorphogens, go to standardprocess.com and learn about it. You can actually type in PMGs or study about protomorphogens there on their site. But if you can't find it, contact the North Texas Healing Center at 214-705-9369, and they will ship you that stuff worldwide. Now, this goes for type 1 and type 2 diabetes. You absolutely need to be using protomorphogens. Pancreatrophin PMG, I recommend. Every diabetic of any kind should be on every day for at least 6 months to a year until you've reversed your autoimmunity. All right. Now we're going to get into type 2 diabetes. What do you need to know about type 2 diabetes? Type 2 diabetes, the major risk factor for the 96% of all diabetics, is excess body fat. That is the number one risk factor. 90% of all of them are obese or overweight. All right. So we want to educate you, though, on how it is you're going to reverse that. I mentioned Dr. Fung's book called The Diabetic Code, or Diabetes Code. He's out of Canada. We need to reduce our refined carbohydrates, which is cookies, creams, ice creams, you name it. You got to reduce that stuff. You got to get your sugar intake down, and you have to actually lose weight. All right. So I want to read this to you about wrong type of fats so that type 1 and type 2 diabetics figure out what fats they should be consuming to help them lose their weights. And then the importance of dietary fiber. All right, so wrong type of fats. Dietary fats play a central role in developing type 2 diabetes. There are large controlled trials that have shown a reduction in fat intake as part of a healthy lifestyle combined with weight reduction and exercise reduces the risk of type 2 diabetes. However, more important than the amount of fat in the diet is the type of fat in your diet. One of the key factors behind the linkage of fats, well, let's just go over this with you. The dietary fat profile linked to type 2 is an abundance of saturated fats, and mostly saturated fats are found in animal sources, and trans fats, mostly found in hydrogenated vegetable oils like potato chips, French fries, you name it. All right, so those are the ones that are the most problematic when it comes to fats. So you have to get healthier fats. Health, like, how about unsaturated fats from omega-3 oils? How about from nuts, cold water fish, anchovies, sardines, halibut, trout, salmon, you name it. Nuts are particularly helpful in reducing the risk of type 2. In fact, there are studies that have shown that the consumption of nuts is inversely associated with the risk of type 2 diabetes. Independent even of known risk factors like obesity and age, nuts can have that beneficial impact. Now, there is a huge benefit to dietary fiber. All right. In your bowels, it's going to be very, very important that you eat these foods that provide fiber. The best soluble fiber are legumes, oat bran, nuts, seeds, psyllium seed husks, pears, apples, and most vegetables. You need to try to consume to reduce your risk for type 2 diabetes. The recommendation is to consume at least 35 grams of fiber a day from various food sources, especially veggies. Fiber supplements can also be taken if you'd like, and we'll go through what some of those may be. All right. We also need to talk about the importance of copper. There's a great product at globalhealing.com. If you're a type 2 diabetic, type 1 diabetic, it's going to be vital that we are supplementing copper. Copper 1, CU is what it's called at globalhealing.com. CU 1. Make sure you're taking the recommended dose of copper 1 every day to help facilitate appropriate normal blood sugar metabolism. And that will help us. All right, so now we're going to go into a little bit further here. We've got a whole bunch of notes. I want to make sure you have them all here, because there are specific conditions people are going to have, and we want to make sure that you know how to handle this. We're going to continue on with this fiber discussion because I have notes on these that I need to make sure you have. The best fiber sources for the purposes of reversing type 2 diabetes are those rich in soluble fibers such as glucomannan, psyllium, guar gum, defatted fenugreek seed powder or fiber, seaweed fiber, and pectin. Everybody knows I love apple pectin powder. You can get that at thedrartistshow.com. I've loved that stuff to help reverse the side effects of the shots and to help prevent diabetes as a whole. Clinical studies have repeatedly shown that after meal blood glucose levels decrease as fiber increases. Therefore, there's an inverse relationship to your blood sugar and taking in these fibers. One of the most amazing for type 2 diabetes I mentioned was first fiber is called glucomannan, glucomannan. Highly refined glucomannan possesses the greatest viscosity of any single dietary fiber. It is 3 times more viscous than guar gum fiber and 7 times more viscous than psyllium. Now, psyllium, most often you'll find that in laxative herbal products because it loosens the bowels and helps you excrete that. But glucomannan is an incredible fiber you may want to consider using as you attempt to improve your overall blood sugar and reversing type 2 diabetes. Gymnema extract. Gymnema is an herb. I've used that for years. It is a wonderful herb. Gymnema is. I'll give you the doses here in just a minute. It's a plant from India, long used for diabetes also. An extract of the leaves was done with type 1 diabetes on 27 patients with gymnema, spelled like gymnasium. But gymnema was given to these 27 type 1 diabetics, and they was able to show it was able to reduce insulin requirements and fasting blood glucose levels, as well as improve blood glucose control. In type 2 diabetics, they did a study with 22 type 2 diabetics. They gave them gymnema extract along with oral diabetes drugs. And the dosage for gymnema, just to bring this all forward, all patients demonstrated improved blood glucose control. 21 of the 22 patients were able to reduce their drug dosage considerably and 5 were able to discontinue their medication and maintain normal blood glucose levels ever since while using Gymnema extract. Gymnema, for spelling, is G-Y-M-N-E-M-A. The dosage for Gymnema extract, you want to find it has 24% gymnemic acid. Please look for that on the label. It can range anywhere from 200 milligrams twice a day and 2,400 milligrams per day. The great news about these published studies, whether you use 200 milligrams twice a day, it's 400 milligrams a day, or 2,400 milligrams of Gymnema a day, there were no side effects that have ever been reported from Gymnema extract, which is phenomenal. All right. You have to prevent oxidative stress also to beat diabetes, which is why I recommended the Copper One supplement, and you should all stop supplementing iron. Please don't take any iron at all. Let's get into, we've only got about a minute and a half here to make sure I get through all of this. So let's make sure you have these recommendations. All right. Actually, I'm going to highlight a couple of these that I've already made notes on. Let's talk about retinopathy and cataracts. For retinopathy and cataracts, there are extremely important flavonoids from the bilberry plant, pine bark, and grape seed extract that are able to reverse the effects of retinopathy and blindness and cataracts in diabetics. Bilberry, I mentioned, pine bark, grape seed extract are all powerful protectors of the eyes. Then for neuropathy, which is pain and nerves all over your body, everyone should be supplementing gamma linolenic acid, abbreviated GLA, and it's 400 and or roughly 500 milligrams per day is what I would recommend for GLA. After, in one study, for example, after 1 year, all 16 of these improved, 13 of them to statistically significant degree with no more neuropathy. Also, for neuropathy, capsaicin, spelled C-A-P-S-A-I-C-I-N, 80% of people with diabetic neuropathy experience tremendous pain relief when using capsaicin. You can apply a cream. They have commercial ointments made out of it. They have a cream that's 0.075% cream twice per day to the affected area, and you'll see a massive improvement. Acupuncture is also beneficial there. All right, you got wound healing. You have foot ulcers. Let's go back through and review what it is I recommend. In summary, buy the diabetes code by Dr. Fung and start your process of eliminating all of those fats. Well, there's my timer. Let's make sure we turn that off. All right. So in summary, real quick, everybody needs to be supplementing selenium at 200 micrograms a day, at least twice a day, I would recommend, if you have type 1 or type 2 diabetes. Zinc at 30 milligrams per day. Vitamin D at 10,000 international units per day. For those of you with neuropathy, pine bark extract or cataracts, pine bark extract, 100 to 300 milligrams per day. Vitamin C, 500 to 1,000 milligrams minimum. And you need to be on a low glycemic diet, rich in high fiber foods. That's what I would recommend. And remember, please, to make this easier for everybody, order the book, The Diabetes Code by Dr. Fung. Remember, to protect your health, all we're trying to do here is give you answers for healing here at Looking for Healing Radio. Remember, the only medicine is natural medicine, because natural medicine first does no harm. There's so much we need to learn and unlearn and unpack. I'm Dr. Brian Artis, founder of thedrartisshow.com and CEO of artislabs.com. For Looking for Healing Radio, make sure to tune in tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. Until then, I say, God bless you. And I'm excited to hear reports of how it is you reverse your own diabetes or improve your own blood sugar at home. God bless.